Have you ever heard of the apple core theory? Tish Gailmard is director of wildlife at Reflection Riding Arboretum and Nature Center here in Chattanooga, and she can tell you all about it. Tish, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me the apple core theory.
It's a very simple concept that most people don't consider, and I love to teach this concept because I get all kinds of reactions. Say you're in the car, driving somewhere, and you're eating an apple. I eat an apple every day. And you get it down to the core, and you think, I'll throw it out the window because it's going to biodegrade. I'm not littering. It's going to feed the earth, right? So that apple core is going to land on the side of the road most likely, and it's going to attract rodents. Our local raptors are the animals that eat rodents. And so they're going to be sitting in a tree, and they're going to see a rodent eating an apple, and they're going to swoop down across traffic to grab that rodent, and on the way down or the way back up, they get hit by a car. It's extremely common, almost a daily occurrence, unfortunately.
It's a case of unintended consequences.
Yes, very much so. Most people think if I throw an apple core out, it's going to biodegrade, it's going to feed the earth, and I'm not littering, right? And those are all true statements. But before it biodegrades, it sits on the side of the road, and it is an attractant for rodents, squirrels, chipmunks, mice, rats, and then those are attractants. Those are prey items for predators.
How much of a problem is this? It's beyond anecdotal, isn't it?
It is beyond anecdotal. Local raptor rehabilitators will tell you it's a very common occurrence. And most of these raptors, there are obviously multiple things that can happen. They can be killed. They can be gravely injured. And then they could be injured so badly that they sit on the side of the road dying, and then they get hit again, or they sit there and suffer. So if you stop and consider all of those things and what an easy fix it all is of just holding your food and don't throw anything out the window, take it home, compost it, or throw it away later. And you not only could be saving a little prey item, a mouse or a rodent, but you could be saving the life of a raptor. And again, it's all about preserving habitat and doing the right thing for these animals because they help us keep ecological balance, which in turn affects every living animal on the earth.
How do the raptors help provide that balance?
They eat rodents. Mice and rats are the things that can make us sick. They carry fleas and ticks, which obviously have diseases that can make us sick. And by consuming these rodents, they keep the population of rodents in check. And they also consume other things in nature. It's all about that food web and making everything stay balanced.
And how do you and the folks at Reflection Riding convey this advice to people out in the community, in the schools, and so on?
The apple core theory is something we teach pretty regularly. I know whenever I'm out feeding animals and talking to a group of people, that's one of the first things I teach people. And the reactions I get are really amazing. The kids usually are like, oh, yes, sure, I get it. And the parents are always like, oh my gosh, I had no idea. I never thought about that. I'll never do it again. It's something that all of our educators do teach. It's something that we are constantly reminding people that we humans, what we do affects nature on a daily basis. We need to be building better habitats. We need to be conserving things better than we do. We need to be planting native plants to attract native wildlife. And these are all messages that we are constantly teaching on the property and off the property.
Because it's all connected and there are consequences, seen and unseen, intended and unintended.
Very much so.
And where can people go online for more information?
ReflectionRiding.org.
All right. Thanks, Tish.
Thank you, Ray.